ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् हरिः ॐ नमोते श्री दयानन्द रूपाय गुरवे परमात्मने Yesterday we have entered into the topic of upasanam. We have to remember the Sikshavalli prescribes many disciplines. And those disciplines are prescribed mainly for mental preparation required for the attainment of knowledge. Brahma Vidya. And this reality, nature of the reality, which is going to be discussed in the second chapter, will result in the attainment of knowledge if a person is committed and adequately prepared. That is the idea why the disciplines are discussed in the first chapter. By presenting the siksha, very briefly but thoroughly presenting the discipline of science of pronunciation, Upanishad indirectly emphasizes or hints the discipline of parayanam, chanting. Chanting of the Veda mantras. If we cannot chant Veda mantras, chanting anything related to Bhagavan Shastram itself is a discipline. Okay. Now, in this third section, Tritiyaha Anuvakaha, Tritiyo Anuvakaha, Upanishad presents the topic of meditation. As I said yesterday, there are five meditations discussed in this first section, first chapter. The first meditation is known as Samhita Upasanam, Samhitopasanam. And Samhita means a combination of letters. And in any combination, in any Samhita, conjunction or combination of letters, four factors are involved. And they are the preceding form, the posterior form, and the gap between them and the one which is going to be newly inserted as a result of combination of letters. They are called Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi and Sandhanam. And I said it is a group meditation, which means there are five meditations prescribed. Therefore, it's a group meditation. And even all the five meditations should be practiced by an individual. Only then one can enjoy the benefit of practicing this meditation. It is, as I said already, it's only for us to understand these meditations, not to practice them. It's meant for the students of the Veda Shastram. But still, this will help us understand the significance, importance, and the limitation of the upasana. Not only that, it will help us understand, have the core vision of the entire karma kanda of the Veda. By the time we complete the first chapter, we will have an idea of the subject matter of karma kanda and the limitations of performance of rituals and practice of meditations and the limitations of the results of rituals and meditations. All this will become very clear by the time we complete this first chapter. It is very important to understand the limitations of karma and upasanam and the result of karma and upasanam in order to become dispassionate towards that result, thereby to discover passion for jnanam, which is called viveka and vairagyam, we should have viveka vairagyam by the time we complete this chapter. Once we have viveka vairagyam, they become the qualifications for the subject matter discussed in the second chapter. And as I said, it is group meditation of five meditations. In each meditation also, there are four objects involved. And the four objects belonging to different, same field, which means The four objects of five different topics or fields are prescribed for meditations here. And the first meditation I said, Adhiloka Samhitopasanam. Here, Adhiloka Samhitopasanam is the first meditation, which means the four aspects pertaining to the world are taken. Not all the worlds cannot be taken. The four aspects associated with the world will be taken. And the four aspects will be invoked upon the four, four samhitas. Means four aspects of samhitas. And those four lokas invoked upon these symbols in terms of four aspects of samhita actually symbolize the ultimately the Hiranyagarbha, the total. Okay, now we'll see that. First, I'm going to chant first, then we will do the get enter into the topic. Om Sahanau Yashah Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. These two lines I explained yesterday. This is a brief sentences, incomplete sentences consisting of three words, where the student is praying for the fame and glory, that the glow, the effulgence, facial effulgence for the teacher and the student. And second sentence tells the Upanishad says, Atha tasagum hitaya upanishadam vyakhyasyamaha. This is also explained yesterday. Now we shall expound the meditation upon the four aspects of the Samhita. Samhitayaha upanishadam vyakhyasyamaha. I also mentioned yesterday, please make a note, when I read the mantra, we must read it as it is, which is sagum hita. This gum is only for chanting. It is important. It is the Vedic expression, Vedic usage. Athata sagum hitaya upanishadam vyakhyasyamaha. When you take it for the meaning, we should say Atha Ataha Samhitayaha Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha, which will explain meditation upon Samhitas. The Upasanam itself is known as Samhitopasanam because the Samhita, the combination of letters of the Vedic words, are taken as Alambanani, support symbols. Therefore, they are known as Samhitopasanani. So, Samhitopasanam. And the objects are associated with five different topics. Therefore, Panchasu Adhikaraneshu. Next, what are those five meditations, group meditations? Adhilokam Adhijyotisham Adhividyam Adhiprajam Adhyatmam. I explained until this sentence, I explained yesterday. So, Adhilokam, Adhijyotisham, Adhividyam, Adhiprajam, Adhyatmam. So, these five expressions, five words, every word is a compound word, which means the, which are those objects of five different fields or topics taken for meditation upon the Samhita combination of letters. That is stated by this sentence. We saw that yesterday itself. Now, tamahasagum hita itya chakshate. Now, the visarga is dropped after the ta. Because taha. Why taha means avaihal, those. It's a third person plural feminine gender pronoun. Sa te taha. So, avalgal, avaihal. For both means taha. Why taha? Because why not te? Why not tani? Because samhita is a feminine gender word. Samhita, which means sandhi, which means combination of letters or conjunction of letters. This expression is a feminine gender word. Therefore, the word pronoun used is taha. Taha, though samhitas, taha samhitaha, maha samhitaha, they are said to be great exalted samhitas. Why these samhitas, this combination of letters, the four factors associated with the samhita are said to be mahasamhitaha? Because five are taken mahasamhitaha. Why? Because they are used as alambanani, symbols for the great objects. Because they are nikrishta vastu, and upon that utkrishta vastus are superimposed. The objects which are going to be loaded upon them are very great objects, lokani. Therefore, they symbolize the great objects. Therefore, they are said to be great samhitas. Again, the samhitas, here the combination of letters are not taken from any other ordinary language or literature. They're taken from the Veda itself. Therefore, also they are great samhitas. Iti achakshate. Mahasamhitaha iti achakshate. This achakshate is a plural third person present tense plural verb. Okay. Achakshate. Achashte. Achakshate. Achakshate. This is the formation. So, achakshate means say. Okay. Achakshate means say. Or call. Who say this? That is not mentioned. It is understood. The rishis say, rishis state, rishis call these mahasamhitas, call these samhitas to be mahasamhitas, great samhitas. What about the greatness is because they are from Veda mantras, Vedic words, or they serve as an alambanam for great objects. Okay. But in five meditations also, the objects belonging to five different topics are taken in five different meditations, but alambanani are retained. They are not changed. Its example is like, it is like, suppose in an organization, if they arrange a program and they want to honor great people, they want to invite, they conduct a very big program of program, celebrate a program for 5 days, honoring the great people of different fields. First day, they put 4 chairs. And the 4 chairs, the first day, they invite people of music field. They invite M.S. Subbulakshmi, Chemmangudi Mahasrinivas Iyer, and like the big people. First day, they invite only big people of music field. Second, invite people from Tendulkar or cricket players. And the third day, they invite from people from scientists. Okay, the scientists. And the fourth day, like that, 5 days, people of 5 different fields who are invited for honor, being honored. And they belong to the great people in their own respective fields. But same chairs are retained. But people are changed. First day musicians, second day sports people, third day science people, fifth day, like that. Each day, different people are invited. Like that. Like that here. First is 4 symbols are taken. And upon them, first is the loka vishayas, the objects pertaining to lokas are invoked. After that meditation, then objects pertaining to the luminaries are invoked. After that, finishing the meditation, the objects pertaining to the teaching are invoked. then objects pertaining to education, objects pertaining to individual self, like that, different objects will be invoked upon the same alambanani. Okay. And here, we have an example here. Let me give the example, your traditional example given is Ishetva. Ishetva. Please note, make a note. Ishetva. Ishetva is actually not a complete sentence, not even a, okay, Ishetva. So here, this is a statement from Mantra Veda. And if you take this Ishetva, the meaning is not necessary, but still let me tell you. Ishe, the person is going and cutting this plant, and then he addressing the plant. O Ishe, Darbhagras. Tva means Tvam Unnai. O Ishe, I'm going to, you, okay, I'm going to cut. That is not mentioned. I am going to cut you for offering you as for the puja, the yajna ritual. That is the statement comes in somewhere. But the exam, for example, only Ishe and Tva are taken. Don't worry about the meaning and all, okay? Ishe and Tva are taken. Now, Ishe is the, what is the final letter, final sound in the word Ishe? Tell me. Yay. In Ishe, if you break it, I, Shakara, then A, the vowel is the final letter. Is it clear? Ishe. E karaha, coming at the end of the expression Ishe. It is not the only thing, it's only example. Example given by the Acharya is Ishe. So if you take the ekaraha at the final letter, it is the purva rupam. Then following word is what? Tva, unnai, tva. And there, the first letter of the expression tva is what? Takara, consonant. The preceding letter is ekaraha vowel. The following letter is the takaraha, which is a pure consonant. Uttara rupam. E, it. Purva rupam, uttara rupam. It's not that we should take only this word, only example. Okay. You can, any Vedic word can be taken, but this is specifically as an example, it is given in the tradition. So I am giving the same thing. Ekaraha is the Purva Rupam, prior form, coming at the end of the expression Ishe. Then Takaraha, coming at the first, as the first letter of the Tva, is the Uttara Rupam, posterior form. In between Ekara and Takara, there is a gap that should be taken as Sandhihi. Purva Rupam Ekaraha Purva Rupam, Takaraha Uttara Rupam. In between gap should be taken as Sandhihi. Now, when A and It come together, one more Takara gets inserted. Ishetva. And that one more Takara which comes newly, already one Takara is there. One more Takara will be coming, that is called Sandhanam. So how should it be now? Ishe, it, itva, Ishe, itva. Now got four forms, got it? Four forms are, got it? Ekaraha Pururupam, Takaraha Uttararupam, Sandhihi gap itself should be taken as one form, then newly inserted Takara will be a fourth form. Four aspects. Okay? Now upon these four, now we have to invoke four objects pertaining to the lokas. What are they? Athadhi lokam. Are you reading the mantra? Let us read the mantra, then we'll do the bhashyam also. Athadhi lokam. Atha then means what? Now begins the meditation. Atha itself implies now, then begins the meditation. Adilokam, meditation upon objects related to the worlds. Okay. What are they? Very simple. Make it. Prithivi. Please make a note. Prithivi means earth. Dyauhu means heaven. Prithivi stands for, earth stands for this world. Dyauhu stands for heaven. Akashaha means intermediary space. Vayuhu, air. Four factors. Prithivi, Dyauhu, Akashaha, Vayuhu. Got them? But which should be invoked upon which symbol? That we cannot change. We always ask, is it okay for me to put this there if you forget? No. One must know, it must be invoked in the same order as it is mentioned. Prithivi Purvarupam. Prithivi Purvarupam. Dyauruttararupam. Akasha Sandhihi. Vayusandhanam. Ityadhilokam. That's all. Only this much tells you about Adhiloka Samhitopasanam. So, Prithivi should be invoked upon Purvarupam Ekaraha. Now, Ekaraha, a small vowel A, is loaded with what? It is the Purvarupam. It is loaded with Prithivi, the whole element Prithivi, this world. Then Uttararupam, Dyauruttararupam, Dyauhu, the entire heaven is invoked upon. We do not know heaven. Now we see that, you know, Takara, the following letter, Uttararupam, there what is invoked? Dyauhu, heaven. Then Akashaha Sandhihi, and the space between the gap between the Ekara and Takara should be seen as an Alambanam symbol for intermediary space. Akashaha. Then because of the combination, the newly inserted letter Takara is going to come, and that is called Sandhanam. And Vayuhu should be invoked upon Sandhanam. Got it? Vayuhu should be invoked upon Sandhanam. Is it clear? Clear or not? You must show some facial expression. I won't know otherwise. Athadi. See, don't struggle too much. You are not expected to practice this meditation. You need not know anything much. Just know this much. We are taking this word Ishe and Tva as examples. Example. And there we understand what are the four possible aspects associated with this expression Ishe and Tva. Ekara Purvarupam, Takara Uttararupam, and Gap and Sandhihi and Sandhanam. Upon these four aspects, now we are supposed to invoke these four aspects belonging to the world. Okay, Prithivi Purvarupam, Dyauhu Uttararupam, Akashaha Sandhihi, and Vayuhu Sandhanam. Okay, so what does Upanishad say? Does not say anything much. Only this much alone is given. Even Shankara Bhagavatpada does not write a big commentary upon these things. We have to understand and we have to move on. Okay. Iti Adhilokam. Thus ends the meditation upon the objects related to the world. So we can understand Prithivi is invoked upon Purvarupam, the prayer form. And Dyauhu, heaven, is invoked upon the Uttararupam. Akashaha is invoked upon, the intermediary space is invoked upon Sandhihi, and Vayuhu, which is the link, which links all the three, is invoked upon the Sandhanam. And this is what is said to be the Adhiloka Samhitopasanam. That's all. We need not know anything more than this. That much alone you need to know. Next. See, only after doing the original text, you must do the Bhashyam. That's why I'm doing the first original text. Then we'll do the Bhashyam. Bhashyam, we don't have much. Quickly, we can read it afterwards. Next. Atha adhi jyotisham. No, atha adhi jyotisham. Are you all listening? Are you all with me? Are you all able to follow what I'm saying? Listening? Okay. Atha adhi jyotisham agnif purva ropam aditya uttara ropam apasandhihi vaidyuta sandhanam ityadhi jyotisham. That's all. Second meditation also is over. What does it say? Atha. Then now begins adhi jyotisham. Adhi jyotisham means the meditation upon the objects associated with luminary. Okay. What are they? Agnihi, Adityaha, Apaha, Vaidyutaha. Okay. Four aspects. Agnihi, fire. Adityaha, sun. Apaha, waters. Vaidyutaha, lightning. You may wonder why apaha comes here. I will explain that to you later on. Now, see, agnihi purvarupam. The agnihi, agni devata, fire god, should be invoked upon the same, the purvarupam, prior form. Then adityaha should be invoked upon the uttararupam, takara. Apaha sandhihi. Okay. And water should be invoked upon the gap between the two preceding and following letters. Vaidyutaha sandhanam. Vaidyutaha, actually lightning. Lightning should be invoked upon the newly inserted letter, sandhanam. Iti adhijyotisham. This is what is said to be meditation upon the luminaries. Only what are the alambanani? What are the symbols? What are they known as? And what are the objects to be invoked upon? That much alone is mentioned here. Pujya Swamiji himself writes clearly, practical instructions are not mentioned, not given. Maybe they have become extinct. So we are not allowed to practice this meditation. But still, why are they discussed here? Because for us to understand the significance of what meditation. That you will understand later on. Okay, now third meditation. Athadhi vidyam. We will see that, and when I do the Bhashyam, I'll explain to you again. Atha adividyam. Atha adividyam means what? Atha then begins the meditation upon the objects related to learning or education. What are they? Acharyaha, the teacher. Antevasi, the resident student, Vidya teaching, Vidya knowledge, Pravachanam communication, a teaching. So why are they invoked now? Acharyaha, we can say, Acharyaha, the teacher, who is first very important in education, learning, Purvarupam, the Acharyaha, should be invoked upon the Purvarupam, the prior form. Antevasi, the resident student of the Gurukulam should be invoked upon the following letter, posterior form. And Vidya, knowledge which takes place, should be invoked upon the gap, the Sandhi, between the two letters. And Pravachanam, the teaching or communication, should be invoked upon the inserted letter, Sandhanam. Iti Advidyam, thus ends the meditation upon objects related to education. Now, Atha Atha Adhiprajam. Atha Adhiprajam. Atha then or now begins the meditation upon objects related to progeny. Okay. What are they? Mata, mother, pita, father, praja, praja, progeny, prajananam, procreation. Iti adhiprajam. Okay. So, first mata. Mata po orva ropam, pitottara ropam, praja sandhihi, prajananagum sandhanam, ityadhiprajam. Now, mother should be invoked upon the preceding form, preceding letter, the prior form. Pita uttara rupam, father should be invoked upon the following letter, the posterior form. Praja sandhihi, progeny should be invoked upon the gap between the two letters, sandhihi. Prajananagum is Vedic expression. In conventional language, prajananam, procreation, must be invoked upon the sandhanam, the inserted letter. Iti adhiprajam, thus ends the meditation upon the objects pertaining to progeny. Now, final one. Atha adhyatmam, atha adhyatmam. Here, atma in this context means body, individual body. Individual being. Atha adhyatmam means then, after that. The atha, very important, indicates the sequence. Which meditation should be following which meditation? The order we are supposed to change, it saves. Atha then begins the meditation upon objects related to the individual being, human being. Here, adhara hanuhu. Hanuhu means jaw here. Hanuhu also means chin, but hanuhu should be taken as jaw here. Adhara hanuhu, lower jaw. Uttara hanuhu, upper jaw. Vak, organ of speech. And jihva sandhanam, jihva tongue. The four aspects belonging to the individual body are taken. Okay. Adharahanuh purvaropam, uttarahanuruttararopam, vak sandhihi, jihva sandhanam, ityadhyatmam. Okay. Here, adharahanuhu, lower jaw, you can never imagine how the Vedic vision is. Everything here is seen as Bhagavan's manifestation. We don't take anything in this universe for granted. Specifically, you take it. Okay. So, adharahanuhu, the lower jaw should be invoked upon the preceding form, the prior form, preceding letter. Uttarahanuhu, uttararupam, uttarahanuruttararupam, visarga sandhidhar. உத்தராஹனுகு உத்தர ரூபம். உத்தராஹனுகு தி அப்பர் ஜா மஸ்ட் பி இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி போஸ்டீரியர் ஃபார்ம் தி ஃபாலோயிங் லெட்டர். வாக் சந்தி தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் இன் பிட்வீன் இஸ் ஜாஸ் should be invoked upon the gap between the preceding letter and the following letter, the preceding, the prior and the posterior forms of samhita. Jihwa sandhanam, jihwa tongue, okay, tongue should be invoked upon the sandhanam, the newly inserted letter. Okay, now you have got four samhita aspects, four factors related to samhita which serve as alambanani, the symbols, and upon which we invoke four objects related to five different topics. Totally 20 objects in five meditations are invoked upon these four mahasamhitas. So here ends iti adhyatmam, thus ends the meditation upon the objects related to an individual body. So Upanishad says, iti ma mahasagam hitaha, iti ma mahasagam hitaha, iti thus are ivaihal endru ma iti imaha iti ma iti ma mahasagum hitaha. How you break it? Iti, thus ends, imaha, thus are, imaha, these are mahasamhitaha, these are the great Vedic combination, the Vedic combination of letters. Evam, now, okay. There ends these maha, are the great mahasamhita, samhitas. It means four factors related to samhita. Now, Upanishad having said that, finished. Just Upanishad only mentions this much, does not give any clue, anything anymore. Then Upanishad gives the Palashruti. Make a note, Upanishad gives a Palashruti. What is the Palashruti? The Shruti statement which reveals the benefit of practicing this meditation. Upanishad does not say how to practice this meditation. One should practice, nothing Upanishad says. This is called Samhita Upasanam. These are the objects which are invoked. It's a group meditation. They belong to five different topics or fields, and they are invoked upon this. And if a person practices this group meditation upon these four factors of samhita, this 20 objects related to these five objects, then the person will have a benefit. Because it's a manasam karma, it's a mental activity, purely a mental activity, this should produce a palam. What is the palam? Palam is mentioned by the Upanishad. Which means Upanishad does not encourage us practicing this meditation. Upanishad wants us to know what is the benefit ultimately you can gain by practicing meditation. Thereby Upanishad wants to show there is no freedom from bondage. There is a limitation of the result of meditation. Should be understood. Therefore, specifically, purposely, Upanishad presents the benefit of meditation. What are they? Where is the Palashruti? Yayeva meta mahasagumhita vyakhyata veda. Yaye. Please remind me of the timing. Yayeva meta mahasagumhita vyakhyata veda sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi brahma varchasena nadyena suvargena lokena ಯೇವಮೇತಾಮಹಾಸಗುಂಹಿತಾ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಾ ವೇದ ಸಂಧೀಯತೆ ಪ್ರಜಯಾ ಪಶುಭಿಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವರ್ಚಸೇನ್ನಾದ್ಯೇನ ಸುವರ್ಗೇಣ ಲೋಕೇನ. ಓಕೆ, ಯಹ ಏವಂ, ಯಹ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ ಪ್ರೊನೌನ್, ಸಹ ಹಿ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಏಷಃ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಐ ಎಂ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಕಹ ಹೂ ಇಂಟ್ರಾಗೇಟಿವ್ ಪ್ರೊನೌನ್, ಯಹ ಹೂ ಎವರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಯಹ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹಿ ಹೂ ಏವಂ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಏತಾಹ ಮಹಾಸಂಹಿತಾಹ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಾಹ ವೇದ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ವೇದ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೋಸ್, ಜಾನಾತಿ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹೂ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪಾನ್, ಹಿ ಹೂ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಸ್ ದಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಹಾಸಂಹಿತಾಸ್, ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕಾಂಬಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ mentioned here, vyakhyataha, which have been enumerated, mentioned here, enumerated here in terms of purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. So he who in this manner practices meditation or meditates upon these four combination of letters, that person sandhiyate, sandhiyate means he is united with, okay, things will be united with him. He is united with, which means what? He will be blessed with, he is blessed with prajaya. Prajaya means praja, progeny. He will definitely see in India, in Vedic tradition, Vedic culture, having children, having progeny is an important wealth, highly recognized. People may wonder, but practicing meditation for progeny, useless thing, you may think. That's not true. Progeny is very important Vedic culture. And progeny also, children are also wealth for us. So prajaya, one will be blessed with the progeny. And then pashubihi, pashu literally means animal, also cow. Pashu stands for all cattle wealth. I tell you again, in India, if somebody has many cows and goats, etc., and he is considered to be, oh, he has some assets. Those days and all, before giving a girl, they'll also ask, suppose the person has some cows, they'll consider, okay, he has, at least he can survive. So they will give a girl in marriage to somebody who has many cows also. Therefore, cattle wealth. He'll be blessed with the cattle wealth. He'll be blessed with progeny. Then Brahma Varchasena. Brahma, he will have an attractive personality. Brahma Varchas means what? Having the glow, the spiritual inner glow. Because always practicing meditation upon these devatas, is actually practicing meditation upon Bhagavan, and all the time involve yourself in this devatas and all, naturally it will get, the clean life contributes for enjoying some sort of facial glow, which is said to be spiritual brilliance, Brahma Varchas. It's not jnanam, but still meditation also, practice of meditation, Vedic chanting, living a clean life, disciplined life, all of them will bless a person with attractive personality. They call it Brahma Varchas. Brahma Varchasena. Third benefit. Fourth benefit. Annadhyena. Anna Adhyena means annam. He'll be blessed with abundance of food. He'll never starve anywhere. And not only he'll be blessed with abundance of food, he will be able to enjoy the food. Sometimes people may get food, but they may not be able to enjoy and relish the food because of a lot of problems. No, you can't eat that, you can't eat this. Such a restriction is not there. Therefore, the person will be blessed with abundance of food and he will be blessed with the capacity to relish and enjoy the food also. It's all bhagyam, you know. People don't know. It's all bhagyam. I wish people can see this. How truth, how real it is, isn't it? People who are sick in the hospital, who are not able to eat anything, and now you know how blessed we are. We're able, we are hungry, we're getting food, we're able to eat food. This is all prasadam, Bhagavan's gift, great gift. So, above all, these are all the drishta palani. Okay, anna adyam. Means what now? He get abundance of food. He'll be blessed with the capacity to enjoy the food he gets also. These are all drishta palani. Drishta palani means what? The benefits enjoyable when he's living in this world itself. Then, otherwise, he will definitely get these blessings next janma. Then, after the death, this person also will go to travel through a nice path, and he'll also go to Brahma Loka. Swargena Lokena. And after the death, he'll go to Brahma Sarga Loka, and he enjoys the heavenly pleasures also. And as long as he is able to stay there, he can enjoy heavenly pleasures. When the punyam gets exhausted, he will be born again into this world. That is a different topic, okay? These are the benefits of the practicing samhitopasanam. So what Upanishad wants to show? So even Swargaloka is possible, definitely not mokshaha. Everlasting, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness, mokshaha, is not accomplishable as a result of practicing meditation, even though there are great samhitas, great objects meditated upon, the five meditations, a group meditation, very effective meditation. Still, that meditation, if a person practices seriously, strictly living a disciplined life, he will be blessed only with this much benefit. Okay? Sandhi prajaya pashubihi brahma varchasena annadyena swargena lokena sandhiyate saha kaha yaha yetaha mahasamhitaha vyakhyataha veda. One who meditates upon these great samhitas in this manner. In this manner means what? In the order prescribed here, mentioned here. Is it clear? Now, suppose that meditation also can be twofold meditations. What is it? If a person practices this meditation in order to prepare his mind for jnanam, having the attainment of knowledge as the ultimate goal, knowing the value of jnanam, knowledge, and knowing that knowledge is the only means of attaining moksha, so having the moksha as the absolute goal and having moksha as the absolute purushartha, having purushartha nischeha, knowing the value of the knowledge of the truth, if a person is being committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth ultimately for moksha, if a person practices this meditation also as a preparatory discipline for jnanam, then that meditation becomes Nishkama Upasanam. But without Purushartha Nischeha, without the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, if a person practices this meditation with great Shraddha, that is called Sakama Upasanam. So the person of Sakama Upasanam will enjoy all these benefits. He will continue to be bound. If a person practices the same meditation as Nishkama Upasanam, apart from he enjoying these benefits of meditation, he will also have antakarana shuddhi and antakarana naischalyam. Thereby he will become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. So nishkama upasakaha will not become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, but he'll have punyam, he can enjoy the benefits. Nishkama upasakaha will have punyam, enjoy the benefits, he will also become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. So practicing meditation itself can make him only qualified, but it will not give him jnanam. Okay? But he'll be qualified for the attainment of jnanam. This is the topic of subject matter of the third chapter. With this, the third chapter ended. Now, let us see the Bhashyam. Okay. Now, first Bhashyam, I'm beginning the Bhashyam. Adhuna samhito panishaduchyate. So, adhuna samhita upanishad uchyate. Now, samhita upanishad is said. Now, I'm reading the Bhashyam. Okay. Tatra samhita dyupanishad parijnana nimittam yadyashaha prathyate tanna vavayoho Sishyacharyayoho sahaivastu is the first statement of Bhashyam. I'm going to break it now. Tatra samhitadi Upanishad parijnana nimittam. Samhitadi Upanishad parijnana nimittam. Yadyashaha prarthyate. See, I wanted to finish the original text first. Then I wanted to do the Bhashyam. As I said, there's not very exhaustive Bhashyam is not there. But whatever Bhagavacharya has written, I wanted to read out. Upasana Kanda, if you read there, they may really encourage meditation. In Upanishad part, meditation is not encouraged here. But still we have to understand. It is not underestimated or undermined. At the same time, it is not given great importance. Because Shravanam is given importance. Okay. Tatra samhitadi. I'm breaking the sentence. Samhita dyupanishat parijnana nimittam yad yashaha prapyate. Or prarthyate, you can say both. Tanna vavayoho sishyacharyayoho sahaivastu. That's the first sentence. Okay. So tatra, when it comes, there means what? With reference to or regarding that. Samhitadi Upanishad. Samhitadi Upanishad means what? Samhita Upanishad, etc. Parijnana Nimittam. Samhita Upanishad, Parijnana Nimittam. Yadyashaha. So, yad yashaha, that fame which, yad yashaha means yenda puhal, that yashaha, that fame which, prapyate gained, prarthyate is prayed for, that fame which is prayed for, that fame which is gained, how? Parijnana nimittam. Through the practice, parijnana means practice of meditation. Parijnana nimittam, as the result of practice of meditation. Parijnana nimittam means, nimittam about now, the parijnanam, the practice of meditation is called parijnanam. Meditation, meditating is called parijnanam here. Nimitta means adan porutu. Parijnana nimittam means based on the practice of meditation or for the sake for practicing meditation. Okay, having practice of meditation as an instrument. Okay, here fame is prayed for. Yad yashaha prarthyate parijnana nimittam. So the fame which is prayed for or attained as a result of practicing meditation, such as Samhitopasanam, and that for whom it should be tat nau avayoho, tan nau avayoho, tat nau. Okay, tat means that fame, nau. The word nau means avayoho. See, Shankaracharya writes, this is what Bhashma had learned. Nau is the original word. Saha nau yashaha. That nau, if you take for us, Shankaracharya's meaning is what? Avayoho, yengal iruvarukkum. Yengal iruvarudaya, yengal iruvarukkum. Nau is equal to avayoho. Now is the original text. Avayoho is the Shankaracharya's meaning. That fame. Yad yashaha prarthyate tad. That fame which is prayed for, which is gained as a result of practicing this meditation, such as Samhita Upasanam, be there for us. That fame be there for us. Us means what? Avayoho. Sishya Acharyayoho. For us, the disciple as well as the teacher, Saha together eva astu. Let that fame be there of both of us, the disciple and the teacher. Is it clear? Okay. I repeat. Yad yashaha upanishati. Yad yashaha parijnana nimittam samhitadi upanishat parijnana nimittam prapyate tad yashaha avayoho nau avayoho sishya acharyayoho saha eva astu. Let that fame be there together for both of us only. Tannimittam cha yat brahma varchasam. Okay, tannimittam cha. Again, for the sake of same practice of meditation. No, for as a result of that meditation. As a result of that meditation. Tannimittam means parijnana nimittam. Tannimittam cha. And again, as a result of that meditation, yad brahma varchasam. Shankaracharya writes, tejaha, tejas, muhappolivu, yad brahma varchasam, tejaha. Whatever the spiritual, spatial brilliance is there, tat cha, that also, saha eva, together, be there for us, both disciple and the teacher. Iti sishya vachanam. It is the words of the student about ashihi. Ashihi means what here? Ashihi, prayer, request, desire, wish. Okay? This is the, this word, this statement of the disciple. Sishya vachanam. Sishyavacham, statement of the disciple. What is that? Thus, that Brahma Varchasam, the facial glow or brilliance, which is also prayed for or obtained as a result of practicing meditation, that also be there. Sahayeva astu. Let it be there together for us. The teacher, disciple and the teacher, iti sishya vachanam. This statement of the student is the expression of his ashihi, wish, desire or prayer.
The first tan nimittam. What's the relative pronoun?
Tat nimittam, tan nimittam. Tat means what? See, tasya nimittam. Parijnana nimittam, upasanasya nimittam. Parijnanasya nimittam, upasanasya nimittam, upasana nimittam. పరిజ్ఞా నిమిత్తం. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ రిపీటింగ్ ఇట్ తన్ నిమిత్తం, అగైన్ యాజ్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ మెడిటేషన్, తస్య ఉపాసనస్య పరిజ్ఞానస్య నిమిత్తం తన్ నిమిత్తం. యాజ్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ మెడిటేషన్ యద్ బ్రహ్మ వర్చసం తేజ ద బ్రిలియంట్ దట్ ఈస్ ప్రేడ్ ఫార్ దాట్ తత్ చ తచ్చ తత్ చ తచ్చ దాట్ బ్రిలియన్స్ ఆల్సో బీ దేర్ అస్తు బీ దేర్ సహ టుగెదర్ ఫార్ స్టూడెంట్ అండ్ ద టీచర్ అగైన్ నాట్ ఇంప్లైడ్ ఫార్ డిసిపుల్ అండ్ ద స్టూడెంట్ శిష్య ఆచార్యయో సహ ఏవ అస్తు ఇది శిష్య వచనం. స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఆశీహి విష్ ఆర్ డిజైర్. We can read the homework now. Page number 102, page number 103. See, you must do the homework and come back and ask me the doubts.
Yeah. Swami. Swami. Yeah. Yad Yesha. How do you split it? Yad Yesha.
Yad Yesha. Yad plus Yeshaha.
యశః
యద్ మీన్స్ వాట్ దాట్ విచ్ ఎంత పుగల్ ప్రార్థికపడుగ్రదో ధ్యాన నిమిత్తమాగ పెరపడుగ్ర ఎంత పుగల్ ప్రార్థికపడుగ్రదో అడయపడుగ్రదో అప్పుగల్ ఎంగల్ ఇరువరుకుం మానవనుకు ఆసిరుకుం సేర్తు ఇరుకటం ఎంద్రు ఎంద్రు ప్రార్థికున్నాడు. தமிழ் நல்லா வருது இப்ப, பரவாயில்ல, குட், ஐ அம் கிளாட். See, I allowed to do Tamil also because the people will already they will think, okay, they do not understand Sanskritam. Again, one more Tamil if they listen, two unknown languages they have to put up with and to understand something in English. That is why I don't want to do that. Others are allowed to do Tamil also. We can clean, we can have clean literal translation of it. Because in English, we cannot translate literally. In Tamil, we can do literally. Because Tamil has all the possibilities. Equally ancient and a great language. Similar, so also Gujarati, but I do not know Gujarati. What to do? Anyway. Now, homework. Let me tell the homework. See, hereafter, I'm going to give you homework, okay? Unless you read Swamiji's book, after I finish teaching, you must read the pages wherever I cover. Okay? And then see, the same Bhashyam words are broken and given in the whole page. Read that and any doubt you have anywhere. But sometimes Swamiji would have incorporated examples like Harvard University and all those things, MIT and all that. Those things I do not know. I haven't read this book. I'm only talking from what I heard from Swamiji directly many, 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 many years ago. I haven't read this book. It's our latest book, okay? But still, I know the same content is there. I thought the best thing book I heard teaching was when I heard it. But I think, okay? But anyway, so I just give you whatever I heard from Swamiji and you read it. But please, I try to read for you also. But when you read, if you have any doubt anywhere, please come back and ask me. Will you do that? Okay. Now, this is the introduction. Okay. Now, I think I'm going to stop now. But I tell you, be patient. And be with the book, be with the Bhashyam, you will see a tremendous amount of clarity you will have. Gradual, slow, steady. If one opens it thoroughly, if you study, it's worth doing it. Tapas. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.